Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Answer Podcast. So today, through a lot of recommendations of having him back, we've got Bob back. Bob, how are you?
I'm great, Daniel. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much. So you got a lot of stuff to talk about.
So I do.
Let's start off at the beginning then.
All right. Okay. Well, basically, what I'm going to talk about are the different things that have been happening in the world since things actually in the galaxy since time began. And so a long time ago, there was a war in the galaxy, and it was a war between loving and loveless beings. And we, the loving beings, won. And what we had to figure out what to do with the losers. And so we're all immortal beings, and so there's no way that we could kill them, and we wouldn't want to kill them because we're loving beings. We don't kill, we don't use, we don't destroy, we don't do anything other than help, create, and take care of. And so what did we do with the losers? Well, we created a covenant. We said, first off, we're going to give you a world. And we gave them the earth. And this was not only the loveless beings, it was also their deceived followers and their slaves. And what we did was we just gave them, we just wiped their memories so they didn't know what they'd done. They just either were a loving being or a loveless being. And we put them on the earth, and we warned the loving beings about the loveless beings, and we told everybody to just take care of the earth. And the ways to take care of the earth were quite simple. Just hold on a minute. I got my notes. Anyways, so the earth was a Garden of Eden, and we gave them immortality and special abilities. And we told you to follow these three rules. The first is to love and care for all of creation. You had the infinite powers of the other loving caretakers to do this. The second is to try not to use, change, or interfere with creation. The third rule is that it is our duty to euthanize with love, humanely kill bodies that are suffering, and there is no hope for recovery. The earth is dying, and there's no eternal life because your mind's wiped at your body's death. So this is the second phase. Humanity failed to be the earth's caretakers and stopped caring for creation. Instead, they started to use, change, and interfere with creation. Because of this failure, humanity lost their immortality and caretakers' powers for their descendants. So during this phase, humanity created civilizations that started with the fallen generation with their creative abilities, and they created civilizations like Atlantis, Tartaria, the Tower of Babel, and perhaps others. This was the last generation of people with the loving galaxy's ability. When each civilization dies, a dark age follows, and humanity became divided without a common language and beliefs. And for thousands of years, local civilizations and empires have been rising and falling and growing in size. So you started with little empires, and then you became bigger and bigger. You know, you became the Roman Empire, and it became the British Empire. And finally, it's becoming a global empire. And during all of this time, the way to get back your eternal life and to get out of this hell was to follow the golden rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you, or love other people as you want them to love you. So this is the second phase. We are now entering the third phase. And this is the final stage. And this is where hope and love are rapidly disappearing from the earth. And despair, disease, conflict, and death are growing at an increasing rate. Soon, global civilization will collapse, and the world will enter a dark age in which there will be no hope. When there is no hope, the Archangel Bob will evacuate all loving beings. Then the loving galaxy will permanently end all suffering on Earth in the next instant. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I am the Archangel Bob, and archangels are nothing more than people who enforce the Ark, the Covenant. And there was traditionally, the Ark was a symbol of the transport from one place to another, and that is essentially what we do now. And every time I've helped people go to the loving galaxy when their bodies die. So I've been on this earth three times, and this is the last time I will come to earth. And before all is helpless on earth, I will give help, hope, and love to dying people and their loved ones. And when all is hopeless, I will bring everybody home and end earth's suffering forever. And next, I'd like to tell you how you can help me, and I will help you. You can become a heavenly doula or guide and bring hope and love to the dying. And Daniel will post a link to the website where you can learn more about that. And that's it, Daniel. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Sorry about that. So no what worries. I want to know is like what other people, how close to a dark age do you think that we are right now?
Don't hold me to it, but I think it's going to happen sometime in the next 8 or 9 months.
What makes you think that?
Because of the things that are happening. You've got all of the countries being destabilized with immigration. And the people that are immigrating into these countries are not people you'd want to have there. And there are numerous incidents starting to happen. You've got the war in the extermination or the genocide in Gaza, the ongoing war in Ukraine, which may escalate to nuclear. You've got the power grids all over the world, or at least in the developed countries, going more and more to quote unquote green energy, which is totally unreliable. And you've got a grid, at least in America, that is breaking down. And it might take numerous targeted events where they'll take out where these radicals that have been coming into the country, all they have to do is take out a couple of power stations. And these power stations, when they go down, it'll be a chain reaction and all of the power stations in the country will go down. Or there might be a EMP blast that will thing. But I mean, everything is happening in a coordinated plan. And I'm not going to tell you who's doing it because that's a sure way to get me canceled. But there is a group of individuals that are causing it. They're literally orchestrating the collapse of civilization. Because they are going to be the ones that, after billions of people have died, they will be the ones that will come galloping on their horses and save humanity with their great reset. And I can't let that happen. The loving galaxy can't let that happen, because we can't. We love, and to see all of these people dying and suffering is just tearing our hearts out. But we can't do anything as long as there's hope. I mean, you have hope because you're going to have another paycheck. And people all over the world have hope that their political individual is going to win the election. And they have hope that we're going to have a solution for global warming. They have hope, you know. And so as long as people have hope, we can't interfere, because that's what I told you at the beginning. That's the rules we run under. Creation was created, and then the individuals in creation, the people, have free choice. And as long as they have hope, I don't want them to kill themselves or do anything crazy, because they have hope. You know, maybe they're a Christian that believes that Christ is going to come and save them. Maybe they're a Muslim that believes that Allah is going to protect them and is going to lead them to paradise. But all of these people have hope. But when this global dark age happens, when there's no energy, there's no food, there's no water. I mean, when the energy grids goes down, nobody's going to have water, or very few people are going to have water. And people die of thirst very quickly. And it's going to be chaos. It's, you know, and you've got all these people who can't speak English in America, and they're not going to be able to form any bonds with their neighbors. They're not going to be able to get together and to create a way to weather the storm. And this storm is going to go on, like I said, they're planning to have it go on until billions of people die. And we can't let that happen. We won't let that happen. But until then, we can't do anything. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. So another thing that we sort of want to touch over as well is that, so me and you have got, we talk quite a bit, to be fair, and I think you're a great person, but there's a lot of people out there who are going to sort of, who you've just explained to me before we came on here, that a lot of people try to call you a nut job and stuff like this.
Yep.
What do you say to them? Because I've spoken to other people about this, about you, and people are like, well, what if he is? And then it's the same thing. But as you said, like, a lot of people sort of, they're like programmed to scream, aren't they? It's programmed to scream nut job. They're programmed to give you tablets if they think you're ill.
Yeah, exactly. And what I tell people is, have you ever heard of Occam's razor?
No.
Occam's razor states that the simplest answer is most frequently the correct answer. Okay. So what I'm offering and telling people is simple. I'm not saying you have to spin around three times, throw salt over your left shoulder, bash your head against a tree three times, and then say, come and get me. You know, you don't have to do anything like that. Because we, us archangels, have been coming to Earth for millennia. And just like the spiritual awakened individuals like near-death experiencers and the mediums and the healers and all of these other people who have the loving galaxy's abilities, they've been chastised, or they've been made fun of, they've been burned at the stake, they've been tortured, they've been murdered. I mean, look what happened to Jesus Christ and all of these people who said something was out there that was greater than what they was on earth, threaten the people that run this world and or want to run it. And so mocking them and calling them crazy, calling them conspiracy theorists, calling them God only knows what is their way of defending themselves, but they don't give any examples of why they are. They can't show us why it isn't true. And I've always liked the saying, the proof is in the pudding. And then in the Bible, you can tell from the fruits what they are all about. And so I am about love, and I am totally about love, because as it states in the Bible, love is God. And in Hindus, they have the greeting namaste, which means the divine in me honors the divine in you. I mean, this has been something that has been on this earth ever since the Creator created it, because that love is everywhere. So what do I do when somebody calls me a nut job or tells me I need to get on my meds? I laugh and just say, maybe I'm crazy, but sane people are so boring. Anyway, so yeah, I make
that.
A joke out of it.
I agree with
that. I make a joke out of it.
Yeah. I like what you said there back like a couple of minutes ago. That was really good to say that, but because you're back in all of like the sort of the NDEs and the mediums and stuff as well. And obviously that's a lot of people here listen to that. And it's true, because I remember as a kid before I started really looking into it, and then you sort of hear about near death experiences, and you sort of think like whack jobs, do you know what I mean? That's you lot would say it over there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I told you this in the last podcast, perhaps, but my sister, when I was taking care of my mother and she was dying, and at the moment of her death, you know, I taught her to get out of her body and she could astral travel and she could go places. And I went with her. I can't astral travel, but I went with her, and God, it was amazing. But I digress. But what my mother did when she died was, I won't go into details, but my sister's life was pretty miserable. And my mother blamed herself for not protecting her or not doing whatever. And again, I'm not going to go into details, but when she died, she had a after-death communication where she went to my sister and she gave her some advice. And she said, watch out for this guy or that guy. And this is something that we can do. I'm sure you are familiar with Dan Bongino, or maybe you're not, but a lot of people are. When his mother died a couple weeks back, at the moment of her death, she went to him. And she, again, using our powers, gave him a hug. We have psychokinetic powers. We can actually affect the physical universe. And so she gave him a hug at the moment of his death. And so these after-death communications are the way that we are going to be able to spread this word. I mean, these podcasts are great, but think of all the people that who are dying, who are worried about our loved one. Specifically, it might be a loved one that they didn't take care of, or they want to take care of, or they're really worried about because they they have been relying on you for everything. And so at the second you die, the instant, you can go to them and reassure them. And you can say, hey, there is heaven. I am alive. And I'm going to be here waiting for you. Don't worry. And this is only going to be something that the recently dead, you know, the average person can do, is to go to one person, because the Loving Galaxy is just, it leaves you, quote unquote, physically and psychologically speechless. And you can't, you just forget everything. You just, you know, all of the pain, the suffering, the fears, everything just disappear. And it's replaced with an infinite love and beauty. I mean, you know, the Creator's creation is just so amazing. And when you have caretakers taking care of it, I mean, there's no disease. There's no, I mean, sure, animals get little things, but, and people get diseases, but everything that is necessary for our to thrive, not just survive, is in creation. And again, I won't go into details, but they're perfect worlds. And so you're just overwhelmed. And so unless you have an attention on a specific person for a specific reason, you forget everything. Now, the one group that won't have this problem are near-death experiencers, because they've already experienced the Loving Galaxy. They know what's coming. They're looking forward to it. And what they're going to be able to do is one-upmanship on the average person. They're going to be able to share heaven's love and reality with all of their loved ones, with all of their friends, their family members, neighbors, acquaintances at work, everybody they love. They're going to be able to go to at the same instant and tell them there is a heaven, and not to be afraid of death, of their body's death, and that you're looking forward to welcoming them when they come. And so a lot of people who have near-death experiences see Christ, or they see Allah, or they see a loved one, or they see and some of them actually see horrible things, like they see hell, or they see other things. Because, again, you know, the ones that see hell, you know, they wouldn't even see anything if they didn't have love in their hearts. But they believe, because of something they did in their life, that they're not worthy of heaven, so they need to go to hell. And so we'll help them. And, you know, because the Loving Galaxy is all about forgiveness. It's all about love. And it's all about, once again, being creators and taking care of the creation. So anyway, did I answer that question? Yeah.
So are you, when you say about the Loving Galaxy, are you reunited with your family?
It's an interesting thing, because you are, how to describe it? We are individuals, but we are also a collective. In other words, and we have individuals in this and every other lifetime that we have been associated with. And loved ones do welcome us. And it's not so much as being reunited as once more being a part of the collective. And so our group, for example, because I love you, so you will be part of my group, but your group will be part of your daddy's group or whatever. In other words, it's just like it's this network, this this web, this, you know, this branching out, that it's like a family tree that is infinite. And so you will be with your loved ones. You will also be with animals that you loved, because some animals were actually had loving beings in them, because they felt like they wanted to be a dog because they loved the way dogs were loved by them. Who knows? But anyway, so, you know, so all of these loving beings will be together. And it's, there won't be a need for a single loving being. There won't be a need for a husband or a wife or a sibling or a, you see what I'm saying? It's so, there's just so much love that all of these individual loves that we use to support ourselves in this world that is becoming more and more loveless, have I gotten my point across?
Yeah, they won't, Bob. You've done perfectly fine. I sometimes, me and my friend, we speak about it quite a bit. It's like we're both Catholic, we're not Catholics, we're both Christians, and we both say it, we both believe in heaven. And a lot of people say, like, why do you believe in heaven? And it's just like, it's because you can just, the devil is so evident. Like, they don't even hide it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like,
and they're,
like, you see, like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And remember in the Bible, since you brought up the Bible, remember, there was a war between Satan and his followers, and the God and their followers. And it's not God's per se, it's not a creator, but we will go with the Bible. And what happened was, when we won the war, we cast Satan and his followers out of heaven. It's in the Bible. And so much in the Bible was from us, and so much of it was from the people that wanted to control and rule us. I mean, think about it. The Catholic, I'm not meaning to dump on the Catholic Church, because there's, it happens in every religion, but in the Catholic Church, it actually got to the point where you could buy dispensations. So if you'd committed a sin, you'd give the church some money, and the Pope would, or the prelate of the church would absolve you of your sin, and you could go on sinning and doing all of the evil, and you would still get to heaven. Well, it don't work that way. Yeah, it doesn't. It is, but, and again, I don't want to knock any religion, because they only do it because of what they read. For example, in Genesis 1:26, we dictated, we created man in our image after our likeness, and gave them dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the beasts of the field, and everything that creepeth and crawleth upon the earth. And dominion was stewardship. And this was in the King James Version. And in most of the other versions now, instead of dominion, which was stewardship, it says rule. So it gave man the right to rule over creation, which is not the way it was supposed to be. So this is just one example how what we have told you in the Bible has been rewritten, just like so much of history is being rewritten now. In other words, again, I won't go into details because I don't want to piss off anybody, but everything, or almost everything, is being rewritten to fit the narrative of the people that are taking the world over. And so, and this has happened in almost every single religion. And I mean, look at the Bible. It comes from the Old Testament, which was the Talmud, which was the Jewish holy paper, holy works. And they were copied judiciously from one prescribed to another, and they were checked and double checked, and so they are fairly accurate. But why would there be a jealous, you know, if it was the creator is love, or God is love, why would the creator have put in all of that murder and mayhem and war and control and conquering and slaves? And God, I just can go on and on and on. So much of the Old Testament and the Talmud has been written by the people that were winning the wars. And so those kernels of truth that are in there, like God is love, and to love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. I mean, all these kernels have been buried so that people can make money, so that people can get control, so that people can do things that are so wrong. So, yeah, there is a heaven. There is a paradise. There is nirvana. There is Valhalla. There are so many names for what it is. But it is just love. Heaven is love. And it was created by a loving creator. That's it.
When do you think it started, like, turning? So,
well, it started turning. I guess there was, in the Bible, it said, I'm going to give you the Garden of Eden, and you can eat anything of any plant, and just take care of it. In other words, just take care of it. But don't taste of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that was a way of saying, don't do anything evil. Don't do anything that you're not supposed to. You know, we gave you the ground rules. And so you don't use anything. You don't destroy anything. There is no excuse. So don't do anything you're told not to do. Well, we told you not to do, to taste of that fruit. And so the second you tasted of that fruit, and I don't know, it might have been somebody just deciding that he wanted to sell something. I don't know. He wanted to make money, or he wanted to change something, or, you know, who knows? But the second that person did it, you know, listen to the evil ones. I mean, the evil ones would do stuff like this all the time, but we banished them. We marked them. We you know, just like in the story about Cain and Abel, where Abel was killed by Cain because he was jealous or whatever. And so we told people to mark these renegades, these evil people, to mark them. So you put a brand on their forehead or something. I don't know. We can't hurt people. So whatever we did, we marked them. And then you got them to the point where they could take care of themselves, but then you banished them. You didn't listen to them. You didn't talk to them. You didn't do anything. And they did whatever they did, but they did it without the help of others. And, you know, maybe they could find another one and they could get a little thing going, but they couldn't do much because there was just two of them or four of them or whatever. And there was literally millions of billions of people. And so it, you know, it came to nothing. And it was just like, you know, when you're walking through a forest, you might step on an ant or a grasshopper. You didn't intend to do it. It doesn't change so much. And so anyway, to get back to the end of the story. So all of these things were intended to do. And so the second somebody did something they weren't supposed to, that was when we started going down the slope of, we lost the ability to live forever. In other words, we had to wipe your minds every time you died, and you lost your powers. You know, and if you were loving, you could retain some of them. You could be a medium. You could be a healer. You could be a caretaker. You could, you know, you'd be really good at taking care of plants. You could have the most beautiful gardens. You know, we still had some abilities, but it was only the loving beings that have these abilities. I mean, in the previous thing, I can control weather, but I can't control weather to get some advantage. I can only control weather to protect myself. Because, you know, that's the way these things work. In other words, you can be a medium and help people to contact their loved ones, and you might make a little money on it. But only the people who can love can contact people who have died. Because that love is the link between the loving galaxy or heaven and the earth. And so without that link, you can't have it. So the evil ones don't have any of these things. So we wiped everybody's memory, reset them to what they were. They were either loving or loveless, and put them back into bodies and let them grow up. And during this time, it was the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or if you wanted Christ's version, it was love thy neighbor as thyself. And so this was all you had to do. And if you were successful, you got your ticket off the earth and back into heaven. And so this worked for a number of years, but it's starting to get complicated because, you know, now if you do something that you don't mind somebody doing to you, it might hurt them. And I won't go into a specific thing, but you know, there's drugs, there's things that hurt people. You know, they kill them, make them sick, and the people doing it aren't doing it to make people sick. They're not doing it to hurt them, but it's hurting them. And so, you know, we've gradually, it's been harder and harder to get people out, but now it's coming to a head. It's coming to the time when, like I said, you have hope. You know, people have hope. I was just looking at some podcasts, and people have hope that they're going to be able to change their politicians and get us out of wars. They have hope that they're going to find a cure for cancer before this person dies. They have hope that blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they have hope. But when this dark, when the civilization collapses, where every civilization before, the bigger the civilization, the greater the Dark Age. So, for example, with the collapse of the Roman Empire, the Dark Age was pretty significant. I mean, look at all the plagues and the wars and the conflicts and all of these horrible things that were happening, the famines. And that was just a localized civilization. We now have a global civilization. Every single country on Earth is connected to every single other country with trade routes, with communications, with, you know, all kinds of things. You know, we rely on medicines from China here. I don't know what it's like there, but it probably is the same. And if the transportation goes down, which it's going to, I mean, look what's happening in the Red Sea. I mean, you're having traffic is coming to a standstill. You're having, I can't remember, the Houthis or whatever, that are bombing and taking over and boarding and preventing all traffic in the Red Sea, which is a significant communication channel. I mean, a transport channel, and so millions of people aren't being able to get their stuff that route, so they have to go all the way around the Horn of Africa, and which is a whole lot longer and takes a whole lot more money, and it's a whole lot, and you know, you've got all of these things happening, and so it's leading to this global catastrophe. And again, there might be a black swan event like a nuclear bomb or a EMP device, or, you know, I don't know, but it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. And just like so many black swan events, and I'm not going to, again, I don't want to tell them, because if I do, we won't be able to be on Rumble. But, you know, these events have been happening for years, and they're only getting worse. And so that's why I predicted that it's going to probably happen within 8 or 9 months. And again, it might be 12, it might be 5. I mean, I don't know. I just know it's going to happen. And
yeah. Yeah. So it seems that we're coming to the end. There's one last thing I want to talk about.
Sure.
And this is something that I think is a brilliant idea. You've spoken to me about it, and we sort of helping each other out a little bit with ideas of what we can do. I want to give a brief 5 minutes about the Facebook group and the doula.
Yeah.
Work, if that's all right. And then we can explain to people where they can find it and what they can do.
Sure. Okay. A doula is a midwife, and what doulas do, that's an interesting way to put it, they help children be born. And the way I look at what they're going to be doing now is they're going to be helping people, loving beings, be born into heaven. And so a lot of what's happening now is fear-based. In other words, and the biggest fear of all, I think, I may be wrong, but it's the fear of body death. In other words, so many people don't have heaven. They don't have a paradise. They don't have nirvana. They are just trying to make ends meet and get from paycheck to paycheck. And so when they or one of their loved ones die or are starting to die, they're alone. And what these doulas or guides or midwives or whatever we want to call them are going to do is to just help them to realize that they're not their body. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to say, let's say, for example, Joe is dying. And he has his children that he's taking, a child who is disabled. And he is the only support for that child. And he is so worried that when he dies, that child is going to be alone. That child is going to have no hope. It's going to be scared to death. And so what Joe can do is, if he has enough attention on that, if he feels it to the deepest of his beingness, that he wants to let that child know to not be afraid. When he dies, the second he is exposed to that infinite love, that beauty, that amazing world, existence, instead of being overwhelmed by that love and forgetting the earth and everything back there, he can go to that child and say, I will not leave you alone. I am here waiting for you, and there is hope and love. So when your body dies, I will welcome you into the loving galaxy, and we will be together forever. And that is what an individual can do. And I'm hoping that the near-death experiencers will start seeing this site, because they have a special gift, like I mentioned earlier in this podcast. They have already been to heaven, so they're not going to be overwhelmed. And by the way, I keep referring it to heaven because that's what I grew up believing. But it is the loving galaxy. It's not particular to one religion. So what they have already experienced is not going to overwhelm them. So they can have enough presence to share that hope and love with all of their loved ones. And so that's what this doula.live is going to be. And by the way, that's doula.live. And I know it's spelled live, but it's also live. And it's doula.live forever. And that's what I want to have this group sharing with people. And and you'll be able to post on it, and you'll be able to speak with me, and because I am the host of that post, and you'll be able to ask me questions, and hopefully it'll grow. And what will make it grow faster than anything else is when people start dying and they start communicating with their loved ones. And when the NDEs start dying and they start communicating with multiple loved ones, you can see how it's going to grow exponentially. And that's something they can't cancel. And do with groups, you know, create groups with your friends and families where you live. In other words, it doesn't have to be in Facebook. It's nice to be in Facebook because you can get a group that's worldwide, but you can create a local group. You know, just, you know, start meeting every blah, blah, blah. Or you can create your own doula.live, and you could just say doula.bournemouth.live, and you could do it. NDEers can do it. And so, you know, it's the British Empire was created with what was called the grapeseed promotion. And what they did was they just went to one place and they created a group there, which was a trading post, and that trading post became a fort, and that fort became a town, and that town became part of a country, and it just grew. And so what this is, you know, a grapevine reproduces by having a seed that is planted. That seed grows into a vine, which is your group. That vine then produces seeds that drop in other places. And those other places become groups that they grow, and that they drop out seeds because, you know, one person might know somebody in another country or another county or in another town or another street. And it just will grow. That's what I want. That's just doula.live.
That's brilliant, Bob. So, so obviously not just for the NDEs as well.
Oh, no.
Anyone that wants to help, just if you can give me a message and I can send the message over to Bob and we can get you into this group.
We can invite you. Just message us and I will invite you to the group, Daniel will invite you to the group, or anybody in the group can invite anybody.
Yeah, so just I'll just put it out there. So my Instagram handle is @theanswerpodcast2024. I'm always looking on like the DMs and stuff in there. So just that's the best place to message me and get hold of me, and then we can get this all sorted. And then also as well, if anyone knows anyone that is dying and that are struggling, we can literally help them.
Definitely. And I have a website for that, but just, put my email down there, or actually just, put the Facebook group on there. It's https://www.facebook.com/groups/doula.live.
Brilliant. Well, Bob, I think we're going to have to end it there.
Okay.
And again, I want to thank you again for coming on. You've been an absolutely amazing guest, as usual.
Thank you for hosting it.
And I'm sure that we'll see you again.
Okay.
Take care, Bob.
You too.